This is Ron Moss from the Heart. You know, I grew up, you know, I guess like most young people who were kids, and you have these different, what I call, authority figures that are in your spotlight, and you admire them from afar. If you're lucky, some of your family members become a part of that. In my case, my dad joined the military. And he, you know, before he retired, he was a Master Chief. His rank was E9, Master Chief. But I grew up in an era where most of the people that we wanted to be, at least when I was growing up, was either police officers or firemen, because they were somewhat prevalent in the neighborhood. Not that there was a lot of fires, but and not that there was a lot of crime. It was just that, when they showed up, or when you saw that police car going down the road with the lights, the siren, the lights flashing, when you heard that, you know, that fire truck coming down the road, you know, that you knew that these brave people, these brave men and women, were on their way to save some people, to save somebody. And it made you look up to them. It made you admire them. It made you want to be like them. And then here comes social media. Here comes videos. Here comes Rodney King. And I got to be honest with you. I grew up. I grew up. I'm that guy that grew up watching Hill Street Blues, watching Blue Bloods, East New York, NYPD Blue, Law and Order. And loved every minute of it to this day. Still, you know, when I don't have anything to do, I go back and watch those series. You know, my favorite is NYPD Blue. My next favorite, Hill Street Blues. What I watch a lot of now is East New York. But I love it. But, you know, because of media and because of video, you know, and unfortunately, you know, we live in a society where bad news or the bad people treating people badly becomes the news. And it's whatever category that it could be in. And so most of the news that deal with police officers in particular is bad. And you know, we grew up in this era, and I think I've tried to understand the narrative and try to understand how we might be able to turn this thing around. Because I still believe, and not only do I believe, I know that most, and when I say most, I've said this statistically to myself. It's my own statistics. That I just believe that 95 to 99% of police officers are good and decent human beings that come to work every day to serve, come to work every day to save, come to work every day to be an example, not just for the city or state that they work for, but for the families that they go home to every single day and every single night. But you know, in our community, in communities across this United States of America, we live in a society now where there used to be this term that says snitches end up in ditches, where people don't want to turn anybody in. And they're being told by the police officers that, hey, we'll protect you. We have a means of protecting you. We have a means of making sure that you're safe. And that might all be true, but look at the narrative for a minute. If you have bad police officers, if you have officers that have an agenda that's not to protect and serve, but to destroy, to kill. And we hear these in tapes and audio tapes of actual police officers that are talking about hanging black people, that are talking about killing black people, even talking about killing reporters. This is not something that's made up. This is not something that's new. And so how can you, Mr. Police Officer, how can you tell the citizen to stand up and do what's right if you're not willing to stand up and do what's right? We're trying to get those bad folks, those criminals out of our neighborhood by any means necessary. If that means being a snitch, if that means doing whatever needs to be done. But at the same time, how can you tell people that if you're not willing to do the same thing as relates to corrupt police officers that you know that are in your police force, that are part of your police community? Is that fair? Is it right? Is it fair? Is it the right thing to do? And if it is the right thing to do from the top down, we talk about our family. Our parents need to be responsible parents. They need to teach their children from right from wrong. If they see something wrong, they need to call it out. They need to let somebody know so it could be fixed. Well, the same thing. You have police captains, you have sergeants, you have officers who are high ranked. You know, are they a part of the problem, or are they a part of solving the problem? So you all should be able to go to them. There should be systems set up within your police department, within your police community, that says, hey, guys, men and women, we don't want people to look at us as gangs. We don't want people to look at us as thugs. Let's turn this around. Have those type of meetings where you're telling people, hey, the time for nonsense is over. If you're not willing to do it the right way and treat everybody, whatever race or creed or color, we treat everybody the same with dignity and respect. We de-escalate. We do whatever we can so everybody can walk home or walk to jail or wherever they need to end up being that day or that night. I believe that this is the only way that the culture of how the community look at police, particularly the African-American culture, and how the police can show that they're doing the right thing within the police community. I have friends, black and white, who are police officers now, and some who are retired police officers, black and white. Good, decent, wholesome people that I like to be around, that I like to communicate with, that I like to talk to. So I know factually that they exist. But I would be lying to myself if I also didn't believe that there are some people who became police officers who became police officers for the wrong reasons. And it's because of video and because of audio that 1% is being showed, not just for the city or the state to see it, but also for the nations to see it. We still have an opportunity, America, to be a real example of what right and wrong looks like. But we have to stand up, us who are in positions of leadership, and call out what's wrong. We have to do that if we really want this world to be a better place. I still believe that we can make it together if we try. God bless you. May heaven continue to smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.